Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events going on that you need to know about in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi with you, Davey Hartzell, of course. How you doing this afternoon?
We got some spooky guests in studio.
We do have, well, they provide spooky experiences.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude and call them spooky individuals.
We celebrate spooky.
Yeah,
weird is awesome.
Yeah. That's the truth. Yeah, that's basically what this entire network is built on.
I am the type of person that seriously shops for Halloween like all year long. Like if I, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
You're not
creepy,
the only one.
Cool, awesome things. I can't wait to dive into this interview. It's going to be
okay.
So fun.
Yeah, this is going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it. And of course, we've got some great events coming up. We've got some horoscopes. The stars are speaking to me this morning. So we will let you know what they're saying. Nobody ever wants to hear that.
We get a little nervous. Like the palms start sweating.
I know.
It's like,
are
we going to offend? Here we
go.
Sorry.
But it's not us. It's the stars.
Yeah.
It's the stars.
Definitely.
That's right. Before we get into all of that, do got to remind you, we've got some great folks who help us put on the show each and every day. And one of those being our friends at Beaver Toyota of St. Augustine. They offer so many solutions for people looking for a new or pre-loved vehicle. They have an extensive inventory of vehicles full of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, all of it on the lot and ready for you. Don't just take our word for it. You can browse their inventory of cars online at beavertoyota.com. Or just head down to the dealership. They have a staff that is 100% dedicated to customer satisfaction. And they're here to work with you on all of your vehicle needs. Beaver Toyota provides solutions for those looking for used vehicles under $15,000 as well.
That's big.
Hard to find, but very, very important. When you purchase a certified used vehicle, car, truck, van, SUV, any of that, you are receiving peace of mind knowing that you've purchased the highest quality pre-owned vehicle possible and that you've got a little bit of protection on there. They offer a certified program on all pre-owned makes, 7 years, 100,000 miles, giving car owners just a whole lot of peace of mind. That's a good thing. Beaver Toyota.
Yeah.
They are here to wow you.
Woo.
Also, our good friends at All American Air for 42 years. We've been getting a lot of compliments on our partnership with All American Air, by the way.
They're amazing. Yes.
Yeah, they really are.
42 years. They
42
know what they're
years.
Doing.
Yeah, man. All American Air been serving St. Augustine and our surrounding counties for that period of time. Yep. Their areas of expertise include warranty and non-warranty service work on all makes and models of ACs, preventative maintenance service contracts, new construction installations, equipment replacement with their high efficiency systems, everything from the most efficient Lennox homes systems to the iComfort Ultra Smart thermostat. All American Air has you covered with the latest tech and innovations for your heating and AC systems. Give them a call today, 904-461-0070. With that said, Davey, where are we starting today, man?
Oh, man, we're roasting tragic haircuts today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We have to. So this first one here, just thought y'all would get a kick out of this like I did. Look at this. It's like a school mascot on the back
wow.
of his head.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a moment.
Okay.
A lot of passion for the Tigers.
That's... I wouldn't be doing that, but maybe because I don't have that much hair, to be honest.
This next one is a faker.
Oh,
yeah, what's going on here?
I don't know what's going on here at all.
Strong choices.
Wow, that's a party in the front and meth in the back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely something in south of here. Okay, next up is very political.
Really patriotic there.
Patriotic
okay.
season, political campaign.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, running for commissioner.
There we go.
That's a look. Yeah. That's a look.
It's a thing.
And then this is her sister hiding the Easter eggs.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
Or is that candy corn?
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Place. Either one.
Especially
either
the one. Hair candy corn.
This one looks dangerous, this next one. I don't think I would suggest doing that.
Oh, yeah. No. Do not braid your hair together with your horse's tail.
Right, that's not a bonding moment.
The horse decides to run off and you are quite literally dead.
She already hurt her pinky. What's she thinking? She's going to hurt the rest of her damn body. Come on, honey. All right, this guy's on Dateline.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a look.
That looks like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Is that the dad from Home Alone?
I don't know, but if he was selling you something, would you buy it?
Nope.
I know, right?
That's a big no.
All right, next up, Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Well. I'm too afraid. She'll clap back.
Next
up, look at this dude. Whoa, he thought this was cool.
Layers.
That's it.
Layers.
It's like a garden. Next up, this is Delaware hair.
Oh, boy.
This is what I grew up with.
Look at this.
There's a lot of this in Delaware.
Down here, we call that the Gothic Karen.
Oh, interesting. Yes. We call this the Gothic Hedgehog. So that's okay. I could see where
there
that
we go.
Translates. Whisper down the lane there. Next up, so this guy's been pulled over and he didn't know about 60 times. Oh, look at this.
What is that? The Charlie Brown hair?
Yeah, the sweater.
Wow. Weird.
And our last one today, this is someone's kid with the spider web hair braid thing moment.
I guess that's, I really hope that was for Halloween.
Ceremonial. Going ceremonial. Man. Yeah, definitely. Yep. That's a dream catcher there. She's got a lot of dreams.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Dream catcher. Doesn't that defeat the point of a dream catcher, though? Aren't the dream catchers supposed to catch the dreams before they get to your head? This is just drawing the dreams to your head.
Well, your head is the window to the soul. So that's I don't know.
All right. You tried.
Dad. Yeah. Sorry about that, pinwheel.
That was solid, man. Good stuff. All right, man. But we got to bring the mood down a little bit.
Oh, great. Customer service is on point today. Here we go.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the 904 Now. Try to stay as happy as you can for as long as you possibly can. It is Tuesday, so we've got Cancer, Leo, and Virgo on deck. The stars have spoken to us, and they want us to deliver this very important message to you all. Clay, can we get some horror scope music, please, sir?
Oh, they just entered the room.
There it is. Mm. All right. I feel the spirits, the stars' energy. Here we go. Cancer is where we will start. Things may be a bit confusing this week. It might be even more confusing than your infamous night in college.
Oh.
With your bio teacher and that tank of nitrous oxide.
Thank God we didn't have social media.
Yeah, right?
Back then.
You can only solve one problem at a time. So I suggest you keep calm.
Mm.
Okay. Leo, here we go. Maybe take a bubble bath with a friend. Well, take some Valium.
Oh.
Don't call any family members.
No.
Don't look the mailman in the eye and stop wearing boxer shorts that are too small.
Why?
All good advice, actually.
Florida.
Some of it's good advice, well, actually. Yeah. Not all of it. Virgo. Here we go, Virgo. Our last one of the day. Don't worry. Things will get better. Hopefully. Someone will spit in your taco. That's not getting better.
Well, that could be a blessing to some.
No. Mm-hmm. It's not a blessing to anybody.
Culture.
Your favorite aunt is actually your favorite uncle.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah,
that's nice.
That can happen.
Our dad's being generous there, yeah.
Your prison record will come up.
Mm.
No point in hiding it anymore. If you love something, set it free. It'll be easier to track it with that GoPro camera around its neck than the microchip in its butt.
Yeah. Is that a thing for a dog or a cat?
That sounded like they were talking about a human in this one, but I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Set it free.
If you love it, set it free. If it comes back to you, it's meant to be.
How you feeling, Leo?
Yeah, right? Leos are always sketchy.
Well, you just told them to take a Valium. Jeez.
Yeah, well.
Chilling out.
Got a couple more minutes before that kicks in, I think. All right, man. You know what's pretty quick to kick in are my vibe teas every single morning. These things, one sip, it gets into my bloodstream, and I've got energy, focus, I've got clarity, and happiness for the rest of the day. It's unbelievable. You got to check them out at Vibe Nutrition on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela. Actually, I've got a new read for them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but my phone's not turning on, which is
what
annoying.
I love about, because tomorrow is Waffle Wednesday. You know, it's a big ordeal, so everybody has to save the date on this. So go to your calendar, set an alarm, because literally she sells out in the morning on these, so you have to jump on it. It's honestly so worth it. Everybody loves a Vibe Waffle moment. Ugh, so good.
For sure.
And then First Responder Fridays are Friday.
That's right.
So get ready, get going.
They're also back to their normal hours, by the way, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Good.
School is back in session, you know. Tuesday, $2 donut day. Wednesday is Waffle Wednesday, of course. September 17th, Davey. Oh, they've been here a year.
So excited.
They're celebrating their one-year anniversary, 8 to 2 p.m. They're going to have Tie-Dye RX out there. They're going to have The Closet out there. Florida Ma'am is going to be out there.
Very cool.
Yeah. And a whole lot more Thrive IV, you know, those vitamin IV treatments. Those are very cool. Do those hurt?
I really, really want to try it. So I am going to save the date and I'm going to get that done because that looks fun.
They've got a hair company out there. They've got a lot going on. Spencer, our buddy Spencer, is going to be out there slinging some breakfast too.
Oh, that's amazing.
His first attempt at breakfast.
That is so cool. And that we're going to be celebrating 1 year with Vibe Nutrition on the 904.
Yep.
Because we covered her her opening.
From the start.
So fun. Yeah,
I
mean,
I can't believe it's been a year. That's wild.
Exciting. That's exciting.
Crazy. Good for
them. See, that's a prime example of being an entrepreneur in the 904. You name it, you claim it. She wanted to do it. She went after it. And now she's 1 year in. That's fabulous. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, man.
Shattered
Very
the glass cool. ceiling.
What else? We got Panache, right?
Oh, yes. Panache. Since 1987, Panache has been a cut above the rest. From scalp to soul, they are here for their community and their Aveda missions within their salon. We had Michelle on the other week, and she was talking about collecting all the hair that after they cut from people and sending it out to a Go Green company to create blankets to soak up oil spills in various different waters around the world. It's amazing they're doing. Totally setting apart the rest, and I love that. Go to getpanache.com and get with it, boo.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, we got some really cool guests in studio today, and I'm excited to announce people, to introduce people to these folks. There we go. Let's learn how to say words right, Pete. That'd be cool. Steve and Heather Settler joining us here today. Good afternoon, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks so much for having us, guys.
Good. Odd Macabre, did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. Did, we're off to a great start.
Yeah, so far,
it's a tough one.
Yeah. give me the basic rundown of what you guys do, and then I want to get into some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the spooky stuff, especially with Halloween coming up.
Absolutely. We're super excited. So we do ghost tours, a true crime tour. We do candle making at the Witchcraft Candle Parlor. We also have the 13 Keys Scavenger and Mystery.
Oh, that's you guys.
So, yes. Okay. So we have a lot of different fun things to take part in downtown historic St. Augustine, a lot with a very spooky vibe to it, if you will. So, but we try to be very creative and innovative and come up with all sorts of fun things to explore and do.
Okay. So Steve, did you always love like scavenger hunts and things growing up? Is this where like this all sort of came together for you? Yeah. Like where was the moment?
It's really just been more of a creative journey.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We've always been creative. We've always been creative together. And we just jumped into this having a blast and we've loved it from the first moment we did it. We actually moved here 10 years ago to kind of get a different vibe, get out of Atlanta. It was the hustle and bustle. And we got here and she started doing tours and it just clicked. And we just went from there.
Nice. So, and then how long have you guys been doing it here in town?
So we officially 2017 is when we began the business. And at first we started out with just the ghost tours and, you know, we kind of did like a lot of the tours did and just started out with that without a location and then eventually moved in next to what used to be Flavors Eatery.
Oh, sure.
And had the little space there, you know, kind of we called it the little hole in the wall. And from there we added the scavenger hunts and just kind of grew from there. And then about 2 years ago, we moved on to Spanish Street. So,
oh, fun.
Okay.
What a great location. Cool.
Yes. We love it. We love it.
That was a huge move for us. We got to Spanish Street. We didn't know what to do.
Yeah. That's in the pulse in the center.
Though. It is. Yeah. It is. Spot. Absolutely.
So the Perfect true for these crime, what is it? It's a tour, right?
Yes.
And so you go house to house downtown. Like, where did this all start? Because this is amazing to me.
Oh, well, thank you. So we had been doing ghost tours for quite a few years, and we had always looked to add things, and we had debated about the true crime tour before, but it's one of those, St. Augustine has never really had a true crime tour. And, you know, the ghost tours are fantastic, but a lot of times we do get a lot of grief as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of find people are generally on one side or the other. They're either excited about it, or, you know, they kind of feel like we're doing a disservice sometimes.
Oh, and really? Interesting.
So we've always approached it to be very strong in the historical aspect, to really kind of dig deep and find out what the truth is behind those stories and to make sure that we're sharing a very accurate picture, even on the ghostly side.
So some of the tours, they're just very willy-nilly.
Absolutely.
They'll kind of make up. Absolutely. I've seen some of these tour guides just make up some things as they went along.
No, we have as well.
There's been some absurd stories that have passed along the years, and it's mind-numbing sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It really can be.
And then you start digging, and you start finding out who these people really were. And I think that's part of why we've been so successful as we have. She's done a phenomenal job. But the fact that we get, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but we get a lot of spirits that connect with us and actually tell us their story.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, we've solved a lot of different things. We figured out a lot of different things, stories that have been going on for years, and they've come collectively, and we've connected with them, and we've found things out that to be true, and then researched it, and absolutely.
So what does that look like? Wow. Do you get a chill over you? Like, now we got to dive in.
Yeah.
Pandora's box. Now I want to surf.
Yeah, man.
Because I know they're around me, and I just don't feel them or see them. So, like, where? What is it? What am I missing? Do I need to wear garlic? What is it?
No, so it can vary greatly. And the biggest thing we always say is openness is kind of the key to it. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people go about our daily lives and they're shielding. You know, we kind of, you know, don't really think about those things a lot of times. We try to close them off. Most, you know, are not super comfortable with the fact that, you know, there could be somebody around. Mm. But chills, you know, definitely. Sometimes heaviness, just a weight on the shoulders or things like that. Sometimes it can just be, you know, kind of a feeling of uneasiness. Mm. We always say that if you feel like you haven't ever really connected, maybe visit a local antique shop. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, you know, around those areas, you just kind of pick up on a vibe. And it's simple as that, you know, just something that feels a little off kilter.
Do antique artifacts hold the spirit? Is that like sort of they're connected to that?
You know, we
like a jewelry box.
A lot of people believe that. We tend to believe that things have energy, but we kind of both hedge on the side of caution that, you know, there's a lot out there as far as attachments and things like that.
Sure.
We don't necessarily believe in that type of thing. You know, we kind of feel like, you know, they're energies, they're people, you know, there are things like that. But generally, our thought is if there's anything that does attach to something of that nature, it's probably not something you would want to play with or hedge around with, so to speak.
Yeah. So, fair, sure.
But yeah, so our biggest thing with that was we wanted to take that same approach and really get an honest look. You know, when you're talking about crime, you know, that's something that, it's a tourist town. You don't want to dredge up, you know, a lot of things. We love St. Augustine. It's an amazing place to live. You know, we are there, you know, day and night walking the streets and connecting with people. And we absolutely love our city. So we wanted to be very cautious and not paint a dark light on the city. But at the same time, you know, there's definitely some interesting cases that have happened.
Oh, yeah.
There's definitely, you know, a very long history. And so with that, we had, you know, kind of toyed with the idea back and forth. And then a few months back, we had a gentleman come into the shop and just kind of approach us. He was a guide and he was looking to kind of get away from the ghost side of things. Mm. And it just so happened that he had a federal law enforcement background. And so we were kind of, you know, just conversing and he was like, have you ever thought about doing a true crime tour? And I was like, well, actually we have. We just haven't found, you know, the right pieces to put that together. And so with that, we talked a few times and, you know, found that he had a great personality for it. We both felt very comfortable. And from there, we worked together cohesively to put together just some really interesting stories. Mm. You know, we tried to hedge all the way back, you know, historically to some interesting ones in the 1700s, 1800s era, early 1900s. But then we also wanted to have some things that were relevant. So that was the hardest balance is, you know, you want to get some things out there, but you also don't want to step on any toes or dredge up things
it's
that
a
are going to. Exactly.
Like, everybody knows each other. So,
absolutely.
Why are you talking about my family? You
know, exactly.
Yes.
So we decided to approach it really from the criminal aspect versus the victimology side. So, you know, we don't put a lot of focus on the victims. You know, we kind of give the background as far as the criminals.
So you don't really go for like the Smith family. You just say this happened
exactly.
here at the Smith family home or something.
Yes. Got it. We try to leave the victim out as much as possible. We try to be very respectful of that. And we
I can see how that could cross some lines. I get that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's been the biggest thing. But we've uncovered some amazing things. And actually, to kind of tie the ghostly thing back in, it's not driven towards the ghostly at all. But our true crime tour about 3 weeks ago actually had an encounter over by the preserved area in Lincolnville.
Oh, wow.
And they had a gentleman walk right through the group and five out of the whole tour group actually saw him. So just appear and disappear. So it's one of those things that our guy Jason was like, you know, this isn't supposed to happen. I'm not the ghost person.
Yeah,
you know, I'm true crime.
His department.
So, exactly. Ooh. So it was kind of interesting and exciting at the same time.
Lincolnville.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice to know. That's my dog walking area.
Yeah, we love Lincolnville.
Well, you've got to keep your eyes open now for disappearing people,
don't get me, ghost. Get the dog. He's fine. Right. A little off the kneecap.
So what are some interesting true crime stories that people might not know about? I'm somebody who's lived here my whole life, and I love finding out if there's more history to find out every day, even for somebody
Absolutely.
Who's been here forever. But what are some true crime stories that you think people may not know about here in St. Augustine?
So I would say one of the ones that happened to be probably my favorite that we uncovered, because we really, you know, tried to dig deep and find things. You know, I love history, and when I can find something that I'm like, wow, I've never heard of that, it really interests me. So speaking of the area in Lincolnville, we actually uncovered a story from 1890 and 1891 where there was a young lady named Mamie Joseph. And Mamie was actually courted by a gentleman who was the bookkeeper for the St. Augustine Transfer Company and the Coley family at the time. Mm-hmm. And apparently Mamie was of considerable, you know, kind of upstanding and wealth, if you will. And she had had an option of quite a few suitors, but this one particular suitor was pretty persistent, and his name was Alexander Campbell. Well, you find that, you know, they're courting, and eventually he proposes. And at first she tries to kind of say, well, we're not ready, that kind of thing. And it gets to the point where she starts to feel uncomfortable. So she actually accepts his proposal, and they become engaged. And from there, what we find is that Mamie writes a letter. She goes home and she basically details that, you know, she didn't want to hurt his feelings in front of people, but that she doesn't feel like they are the correct match. Well, from there, you find that Alexander Campbell gets the letter. He returns to work that afternoon over at the St. Augustine Transfer Company. He's visibly upset, you know, just definitely not his usual self. Ventures over to Mamie Joseph's family home and knocks on the door. He's allowed in because, of course, you know, they've been courting. And when he comes in, he brandishes a gun. From there, the mother and Mamie are sitting on the sofa. Someone that was employed in the home actually, you know, yells run. And from there, Mamie takes off and she runs into the backyard while Alexander Campbell is actually firing his gun in the house.
Wow.
He chases her down and ventures over across to where we have tracked down in the backyard of the preserved area. At the time, W.F. Shine, who was a local doctor married to Maria Jefferson Shine, they owned the home that is now preserved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from there, Mamie falls and Alexander Campbell actually shoots her there in the back in the rose bushes, and she passes. And so at the time we've tracked down, she was somewhere between 18 and 19 years old.
Oh, bless
her. And
she was just trying to be a nice person.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So that was a very interesting case. And, you know, we found some really interesting details and things about that. Apparently the court case was, you know, pretty interesting, made national news. We found newspaper articles from New York and Pennsylvania and places like that detailed the case. So,
wow.
Yeah. So it actually made, you know, really big news at the time.
Wow. And something, again, this is one of those things I've never heard of.
Me neither.
My whole life, I didn't know this.
Golly.
Me neither.
This is wild, man.
Yeah.
So, boy, I would love to hear more about these stories. I'm sure you got stories you could tell us for hours and hours and hours. We're going to tease people and let them know that they got to get with you guys on a tour to hear more of these.
Absolutely. We'd love that.
And where can they do that? Where do they go to find you guys and book tours?
So they can go to theoddmacabre.com.
Okay.
You can also stop in at our location at 76 Spanish Street. You're welcome to give us a call as well. With that, 904-217-9164. And we're happy to answer any questions and help with anything at all.
Awesome.
Cool. Wow, man. I gotta check one of these out.
I was mesmerized when she was telling the story. I know,
man. Well, Steve, Heather, thank y'all so much
for
coming by. This was really cool. And we hope people check you out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Spooky stuff.
I'm telling you, that's awesome, though. What a great story.
Yeah.
Poor Mamie. I'm just thinking about her.
Oh, I know. Poor kid. All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
What did they say? No good deed goes unpunished.
That's right.
It's terrible.
That's right.
Truth. Trying to do something nice. Anyway,
talk about good deeds.
Boundaries, my friend. Boundaries.
I have none.
Tell people no. hey, going forward, I do want to remind you about some folks who help us make this show possible. One of those being our friends at the Bailey Group. Mark Bailey has built upon the foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed his company into a nationally competitive firm. The Bailey Group provides insurance, benefits, and financial strategies to companies and employees across the United States while maintaining the local personalized service model that sets them apart from the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. Give them a call today. See what they can do for you. 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. Well, now the United Way of St. John's has changed a bunch, and so has their, but not has.
And back rewind.
It up, and back it up and go forward. Here we go. But their focus has stayed the same. There we go. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability. They focus on every single person in our community to bring together awareness. It is amazing what happens when we live united.
That is the truth, sir. All right, man, we got some events coming up, right?
Yeah, it's St. Augustine Wine Walk Week coming up.
Okay.
Save the date to Thursday, August 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. I know Casa de Vino is having a really awesome moment.
Okay.
Celebrating St. Augustine. Try all different kinds of wines. You can test your palate. They'll be there to instruct you on what's in season and what's out. And you can also walk through the ancient city with Casa de Vino and sample dozens of specialty wines around the world and exploring some of their favorite local foods, shops, and boutiques. They start at the beautiful wine bar and garden and make their way to six different locations. For more information, contact Casa de Vino 57 and get on that tour. That sounds like fun.
Very cool. Yeah, man.
A new one coming up with the series that's going on this week. Earth Cry with Dal Wayne. Save the date, August 27th at 8 p.m. This is happening at St. Augustine Beach. Where? That would be fun.
Okay.
Oh, Cafe 11. There it is.
Hey, where else on St. Augustine Beach?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Tickets on sale. So please purchase them out, and they still have some left over. But yeah, everybody loves a great Cafe 11 moment.
Yeah, right?
Also, COA report, please donate to the COA your gently used items for indoor yard sale, okay? This is to raise money for the Coastal Community Senior Center that we reported on last month.
Okay.
Drop off your items at 180 Marine Street, St. Augustine, downtown, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and stay tuned for the release of the date of the tag sale. All proceeds will go to the Coastal Community Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very nice.
All right, man. Hey, what a cool show today.
A great one. I know.
This was a standout show. I had fun today.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody for watching. Thank you to our special guests for coming in studio this afternoon. Hey, Davey and I'll be back with you in the morning.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.